This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A rare bipartisan commitment between the White House and Congress to make a sweeping agreement on infrastructure dramatically collapsed on Wednesday. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, President Donald Trump walked out of a meeting after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that he was involved in a cover-up of his actions in the Russia probe.
The president is now flatly refusing to work with them while they investigate him, citing a remark House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made before coming here to the White House for a meeting with the president.
We believe that the president of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
The president took issue.
I don't do cover-ups.
And cut short the meeting on infrastructure with Pelosi and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
Schumer says the president simply running away from dealing with the nation's infrastructure problems because he doesn't want to pay to fix them. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A federal judge has ruled that President Trump and his family must turn over bank records from two of Trump's major lenders, Deutsche Bank and Capital One. That clears the way for the banks to comply with congressional subpoenas for those records. Judge Edgardo Ramos ruled in New York that Congress has the authority to demand the bank records. Deutsche Bank has long been a principal lender for Trump's real estate business, and a 2017 disclosure form showed that the president had at least $130 million of liabilities to the bank. The subpoena on Capital One seeks records related to multiple entities tied to the Trump Organization's hotel business. The president's lawyers are expected to appeal this ruling. It's the second time this week that a federal judge has ruled against Trump in his fight with congressional Democrats. On Monday, a judge ruled that Trump's accounting firm must comply with the subpoena for his financial records. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.